Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women of Wisdom, everyone. Okay, I can't get used to the Blog Talk Radio voice taking off on me before I am ready, but that's okay. I am blessed enough to have Pamela Mallory on with me today, and Pamela is a woman of many, many hats. And one of the things she does is natural alternative medicine, which if I had the cash to spend it on myself, I would do it in a heartbeat. And that's why I thought I would bring on is to speak about not only her company, but why she does the style of alternative medicine that she does. So let me bring on Pamela and let Pamela take it away. Good afternoon.
Hey, Wynn. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm looking at the ocean as we speak. It's really lovely.
I'm looking at rain clouds out here, but my first question for you is, why did you start your company?
You know, I was looking at the pre-questions that you sent, and it said, what's your favorite thing to do in life? And the truth of that is that whatever joy I have gotten out of anything, originally it was dancing, so I became a movement therapist. I just always wanted to share it with other people. And as my life progressed, I went into what I call this trifecta, which is I was born with an extremely sensitive nervous system and skin and everything. I'm Irish and very, very fair, and was allergic to almost everything on the planet. So I had to find my way. I just didn't feel well if I used Western medicine, which is too toxic for my personal body. And so studied natural medicine. So that was one train of thought. And then on top of that, I've had 9 car accidents. Only 2 of them were my fault when I was younger, but the rest have been rear endings. Yeah, 9. So I've been in a state. I know. It's weird, isn't it?
You said 9.
4 concussions. 4 concussions. So 3 years ago, I had just been rear-ended, sitting at a stoplight. Somebody was talking on their phone, and they were going 45 miles an hour, so it was a pretty severe impact. And 6 months later, I was out in the ocean in front of my house with my 14-year-old niece, and a surfer hit me in the head with the point of his surfboard and broke my temporal bone and inner ear. And
my God.
Yeah,
oh,
and I was knocked out in the water for like 20 minutes. I know. And then just when I was able to drive again, because concussions leave you not able to drive for quite some time, I got rear-ended again exactly like the first one. So anyway, I've spent a lot of years of my life being in some sort of state of recovery and had to figure out how to navigate that with as little Western medicine as possible and as much alternative, natural, herbal, homeopathic, movement-oriented, structural integration, chiropractic, all of those things were the only things that really worked for me. And that's become my gift to offer to other people like myself who either are too sensitive or just have a preference. And frankly, what's ended up happening, because I'm 67 years old now, is I look better than anybody my age. I look like 20 years younger than them in general. And so that's been a bonus. And as my natural medicine thing progressed, I've become an educator of cosmetic acupuncture, both facial rejuvenation and body sculpting. And it, you know, I'm like my own poster child. And then I'm a certified transformational coach. So that's the deeper underlying get your glow from the inside out experience, where you line up with how your life is and what your dreams are and kind of project yourself into that trajectory of what your dreams are and stay on that track with a coach to keep you there and keep reminding you of who you really are at the deepest root of your soul, human experience. And that, you know, that's what turns me on. That's my favorite thing, is to offer that and give that and connect with someone at that place in themselves and support them. That's it.
And ignore the background noise.
Yeah, we got buzzed. It's hot here, so all the windows are open.
Yeah, we've got heat waves going on all across the country, except here. Except here, it's about to rain, but we got heat waves all across the country. But, so ignore Pamela's background noise, but at least she has a beautiful view when she's sitting here doing this interview. And that leads me to my next question. Obviously, you started your company because you were so bent out of shape, literally. I mean, 9 car accidents later, the human body can only take so much.
Mm-hmm.
And has the ocean influenced what you do?
I would say tremendously, both in that it's always there, it's always moving, and movement has always been my most important thing. My strongest sense is kinesthetic, so that has to do with movement and touch. And so I relate to it. It just gives me peace. The smell of it is good to me. You know, it's right out there. I'm right on the sand, and the water is, I don't know what, half a block away. It's just been fantastic for me. I've been here for a long time, right here in Santa Monica, and it's beautiful. They've upscaled it with all the hotels and everything you'd ever want. So I'm very lucky. Yeah.
Yes, you are. And during your recovery process, was it hard for you not to go to the hospital because of all the icky medicines they put inside your sensitive body?
In the beginning, I didn't have a choice. I was knocked unconscious in the water, and I was unconscious, luckily floating face up, for about 20 minutes until somebody came and got me. And I didn't wake up until they were strapping me to a board and, like, lifting me into the ambulance. So I was already off and running to the ER. And then they do what they will, you know. They don't ask you to sign anything or can they have your permission. They just do it. So I got shot full of drugs and CAT scans and all that, you know, lung x-rays and everything that they do. And that was a big piece of my recovery, just personally. That's hard on me. And I'm still struggling with something called candida overgrowth, which happens when you take too many antibiotics, because they did plastic surgery on my ear, which was shredded. They wanted me to take antibiotics, which I didn't do for a while. I thought I could do it with Chinese herbs. And the ear specialist at the acupuncture college where I teach said, oh, no, you have to take the antibiotics, because if your cartilage gets an infection, it won't grow back. Mm-hmm. And so I did. So immediately got a bladder infection. So another round, that was the third round.
Yeah.
Couldn't get rid of the bladder infection. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've all been here, and it's sad that they're giving too many antibiotics.
It's sad. It's just sad. They gave me, well, they're going to give me oxycodone for my nose.
Oh,
boy.
There you are, morphine addict.
Oh, boy. I'm like, you guys have got to be kidding me. You guys.
Well, you might have a good time on them. I do have a girlfriend that has a version of cancer, and she takes them pretty regularly. So they might make you feel good. But you will have to withdraw.
It's not good. I'm going to try this time around to stay off the heavy pain meds and do it all holistic way. To those listeners who have listened to this podcast a long time know that I have cerebral palsy, but surprise, surprise, I don't take any medication for my cerebral palsy. I just do it holistically and do it by every which way but medication. So this ought to be interesting. And so
that's wonderful.
Thank you. So through your recovery process, if
I did not take the pain meds, and I was in a lot of pain, but I'll say to you that you can't. There are Chinese herbs. There's herbal analgesics for the inflammation, and there's blood movers to keep the healing happening and just kind of reduce your pain. So those really, I lived on those for about 6 months, almost a year. And I would recommend that for you when, or just check it out if you have somebody good over there.
Yes. And my next question to you is, since you weren't on pain meds, did you read any good book that you can recommend to my listeners as a book that you would recommend, not necessarily a business book, although it can be a business book, but a book that you go back to over and over and over again?
You know, recently I've been reading Science of Getting Rich over and over again. I take it with me, and it sounds superficial and just about money, but it's very spiritual. And then there's a favorite book that I have called This Thing Called You by Ernest Holmes. And that's, I think, where I got that quote, that which I seek is seeking me, is in that book. So that's a book that I just pick up and read a page or two or even just a paragraph and inspire myself. So I guess at the moment I'm kind of leaning towards spiritual, although I always have a stack of, business building, internet marketing I've been studying recently, and I've got real estate boards coming up to renew my license, so Economic Trends in California Real Estate is sitting over there to take the exam.
Woman of many hats. And please don't say feng shui expert as well, because I know that has something to do with real estate as well, feng shui and how we organize the clutter in our lives has something to do with that. So what made you decide to want to go into real estate along with everything else?
Oh, years ago, I got my license when there was the real estate bubble happening, and I paid off all my school loans with that. You know, I have two PhDs and two masters, all of which I put myself through school, so I had $100,000 in school loans to pay off, and did manage to get into the bubble in Las Vegas and paid that off, paid off all my school loans, paid off my car, and then the market crashed, and I learned a lot about short sales and, you know, how to get out of it when things turn south on you. So it was a really high learning curve with that. I did a lot of good travel with some of the profit that I'd made and some lovely things, but that kind of turned around real quickly, it seemed like to me. So I did that at the same time I was still having a private practice, I believe, with the just being a healer, acupuncture and all that I do. And I can't remember the sequence. Oh, then I got in these accidents. Turned everything for a while.
You were on one path, but life literally took you on another path. If you don't mind me interjecting, I mean, I think that's what you were trying to say when Blog Talk cut out on you. Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah, it's that John Lennon line that said, life is what happens while you're making other plans.
Oh, What happened? Welcome back to United Affairs.
Yeah, so I was planning to build my business and opening a clinic and all that, and boom, you know, I had to really lay down for a long time and manage pain. And you, when you asked me what my favorite book was, I couldn't read during that part because my eyes were flickering back and forth for about 6 months, and the world was literally spinning around me until I did something called vestibular reflex therapy, which was really great for vertigo. But anyway, that's settled out now. World is no longer spinning. I'm driving again.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Jeez. Woman of
but reading wasn't possible, nor was watching TV. So, you know, it was just interesting. I had, I guess, meditating is what I did the most of, and taking all my medicines, the herbs and everything to reduce the inflammation because the pain was tremendous. And I don't know. You know, I made it. I'm alive, and I figured I'm alive for a reason. So now I have a passion about that I'm alive.
You love to share your gifts with them when... So two PhDs. Okay. Two PhDs, two masters.
Little overkill.
Two PhDs. Okay. Can we go into one PhD? not two.
Sure.
And although we can go into two if it suits your fancy. I want to know what the second PhD is. I know this woman had one PhD. I didn't know she had 4 degrees until today.
Yeah. So the PhDs are in ergonomic design because I had been a Rolfer for 30 years, a structural integrationist, and I knew that people's furniture and tools and the things that they worked with their body was what was causing their problems because our bodies are very moldable, and whatever we sit on and work with, you know, we mold around it. So that became a passion for a while, and then I got in one of my major car accidents, and decided because I couldn't do the Rolfing for about a year and a half that I wanted an alternative medicine thing that I could do, say, over the phone while I was in recovery. So I got a PhD in homeopathic medicine, which I adore. That's actually my favorite medicine because there's zero side effects. Yeah. It's just tricky. It's very subtle. Not everybody responds to it because some people are more earthy, and that, which is why then I studied the acupuncture. Here in California, acupuncture has a license, and we are considered primary care physicians. So I wanted that.
Are you really? I'm learning as we speak about the difference between California standard and Carlisle standard.
Totally different.
And I'm learning in education that teaching in California, teaching K through 12 degree in California requires a master's degree. I'm learning all this stuff. And so I didn't realize until today that acupuncture in California is considered a primary care.
Bill health insurance, and we can, like, if you had a car accident, I could be your main doctor.
I did not realize that. See, learn something new every day. Learn something new every day. Knowledge is
every state is different. It's amazing. Like in Arizona, they don't have a license in acupuncture, but you can be licensed in homeopathy, which no other state has a homeopathic license. So I don't know actually what Colorado has a national acupuncture license, and I am licensed nationally. So if I came there, I would be licensed. But it's much less, because they're not primary care physicians, that the study is less. So I would assume the skill is less.
Someone said to me, wait until you come out to California. We'll fix you right up. And this is a good friend of mine. And I'm like, seriously, when she told me that, I thought she was kidding. And now,
no, it's
now
true.
Speaking to you, I'm like, she's not kidding when she says you would be better off in California than you would here.
Yeah,
like,
it's the best education. I'm teaching at three of the acupuncture colleges,
oh,
so I know the whole level of education.
Teaching at,
yeah.
Oh, God. Now, what?
Yostan Emperors and Dongguk.
What is your success story that you can share? That you can share with my listeners, other than your own success story? What is your favorite success story of all your work that you have done that you can share with my listeners?
Wow, favorite one. There's so many. I had a television show for 8 years that I guess, you know, I really enjoyed that. And that's been a while ago now, but it was great to be on camera. I loved being on television or having my own show. I was really relaxed, much more relaxed than, say, with a live audience, which I do speeches and stuff now, but it makes me so nervous. I definitely get stage fright. And I'm trying to overcome that by, this is a fun thing, and it's sort of a success. When I was a little girl, I wanted to be a singer. So through my life, I just got in choirs because you can sort of hide out in there and, you know, your voice can crack or be off key and nobody will notice.
Yes.
And I did some phenomenal things, like I was in the backup group for Will.i.am at the Obama inauguration in Washington, D.C., and we did Larry King and Oprah and Jay Leno and all the four balls that were happening there. So that was a high point and a success
goodness.
As well. Yeah, but
Performing.
So now I'm taking this jazz vocal class, and I'm going to have a performance August 2nd for the first time of being at 67 years old singing a jazz song, an Ella Fitzgerald song.
Well, good. Well, good.
Yeah. But I'm doing that so that I'll get used to being on stage and using a microphone and be more comfortable with public speaking.
Hey, well, that's a good tip for my listeners. If you if you guys want to get a fear of public speaking over with, just sing. Sing.
Absolutely.
Although it takes a little bit more training, and after my deviated, I'm going to get myself back into singing, thank you very much.
Yes. It teaches you how to breathe and project. It's such a wonderful thing.
I need to do that after.
I know. And if everybody would just think Bob Dylan, you know, and get over like, oh, I don't have a good voice, because a lot of people with really horrible voices are great singers.
A lot of people with horrible voices are great singers, Bob Dylan, and I know that Ray Charles, so I've been told, can keep a beat. Like, there's no tomorrow.
Right.
Even though he can't see, so there's one for you. There's one for you.
We can list them and go on and on. Yeah.
We can list them to go on and on, but there's a tip for my listeners who say to me that I'm afraid to come on Wind Women of Wisdom because I'm afraid of the microphone. No, you guys are not. I know you guys sing in the shower, so don't give me that line of I'm afraid of the microphone. Just sing it and just try and do it as it naturally comes.
Yeah, let it be your own voice. It takes a little while to get used to your own voice on a loudspeaker. You know, that for me, I kept pulling the microphone away from my mouth because it would sort of scare me when I heard myself so loud.
Well, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it's a wonderful talent to get over the microphone fear of public speaking. It's just to do something you enjoy, and yes, I have to get back to that myself. But that's going to take a little
bit. Well, because you have an important message to deliver when you have to keep getting out there.
That's going to take a little bit of practice, and I will continue to get myself over stage fright and over, and hopefully singing would help me, but...
Are they going to give you a gorgeous nose when they fix this deviated septum? They better.
Give you a gorgeous nose. People, to those of you who have been listening to this podcast for a long time, now people know that I am having surgery. It's the same surgery that I had last summer. Thank you very much. But they better give me a gorgeous nose.
They better.
Because I go for two weeks of looking like Rocky Raccoon and sounding funny.
Yeah. Pam,
is that absolutely right? They
Rocky Raccoon.
Rocky Raccoon. I've surrendered to the raccoon. And Pam's laughing at me, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. She knows exactly what I'm talking about. The big black eyes look
to mention the pain and suffering, and you've got, stuff stuck up your nose for days, right?
Days and the week and the, It's all going to be fun. And so that being said, I think my last episode of Women of Wisdom is August 5th, you guys, before I go under. Then I come out of this recovery, which they kind of scheduled me to do my recovery and do Women of Wisdom. So if I sound really funny, don't mind me. Just be aware that Women of Wisdom will still be going on. Now that Pam has brought it up.
It's because you've got rolled up gauze stuck up your nose.
Pam. I wanted to tell you guys that I still will be doing Women of Wisdom, but I won't be necessarily sounding my beautiful self, at least until September, although I will probably be sounding better than I do now, if you guys can tell. But I will keep you guys posted on my recovery, and if anything changes, I will let you know, and then we'll keep things rolling like that. And so it was wonderful to have you on, Pam, and talk about your business and talk about the holistic side of it, and we had fun at that. Pam admitted things about me and about herself that I did not know, and about me that I did know, but I kind of was avoiding that, but Pam opened up the can of worms, so now it's knowledge that I am having surgery, and I will be perfectly fine. It's a deviated septum surgery. I will just sound funny. That's all you guys have to worry about, me sounding funny. But other than that, I'll be perfectly fine. I'm going to be up and moving and off pain meds. That's my ultimate goal, is to be up and moving and off the pain meds, because the pain meds don't do any of us well. And that's why I brought Pam on.
Yeah. So just make sure to do your exercise. Stay real, diligent about that.
Exactly. That's why I brought Pam on, to talk about the holistic end of it, not the traditional end of it. And I would refer you to Pam's website, which is PamelaMallory.com. And Maloney, I'm sorry, not Mallory. Why am I thinking Mallory? PamelaMaloney.com. And give us the other one, Pam.
The other one is Radiant and Timeless, www.radiantandtimeless.com.
Okay.
That's my coaching website, and it's a beautiful website. It has, you know, my ocean, like you asked me about the ocean. It's all there.
It is. And I appreciate the time and wisdom.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Wynn. Love you lots. Yeah.
And I appreciate you guys for all your wonderful support. And as Pam and I mentioned, I am having surgery, which I will just be sounding funny, as Pam said. And it was wonderful to talk to Pam about my journey and her journey. And as I said, go look up. Go look up. She's phenomenal at what she does. And I appreciate women of wisdom to keep going. And if you have any questions for me, don't hesitate to email me. Just find me through my website or find me via Facebook, and someone will get the message to me. There, my team is pretty good, even though I'm not on Facebook anymore. But my team is excellent at communicating with me. So if you need me in any way, just know that I'm around and I am on Twitter. And just know that I'm on Facebook. Thanks, you guys. Bye.